guys, how are you? Happy Tuesday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast is being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com. Special URL. Don't know it by now. OmahaSteaks.com/juice. They have subscriptions available right now. If you guys go there and you get one, you get free burgers for life, 10% off everything you buy, and 100% money back guarantee as well. OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right. 2-1 night. Good start to Monday. Up 0.9, which is nice. We get two of the three totals right. Portland does not come in. Milwaukee does. Brooklyn does. Going to keep on betting Brooklyn. That's three in a row now. Brooklyn Nets to the under. And I'm coming back with three totals. Two NBA and one in college on a totals Tuesday. We haven't done this in a while, but I got three bets as we normally do here on the Daily Juice. And we're going to come up with three totals. Let's start in college and then we'll go to the pros. A couple things. There's a bunch of games I'm waiting on that I'm going to watch the line movement and I got to see. Like Purdue, Illinois, I'm not exactly sure on that. Like, I think I want to bet Illinois, but I don't know. There's other games on the board that are really pretty interesting to look at to see how it's going to wind up going. You know, Kansas at home against Kansas State, UNLV at home against San Diego State. Some of the tournament games that are going on right now, Vermont at UNH. I like Vermont to blow out UNH there. So I don't know. Laying points on the road, not smart at the moment. Senior nights and whatnot, you got to be careful. So I don't have a side bet yet for us. Instead, this is sort of just an automatic play with Alabama at Florida. The total is 176. Alabama is 11-3 on the road to the over this year. They're 21-8 overall to the over this year. They are 11-5 in the SEC to the over this year. And they're 8-2 over their last 10 to the over. Alabama is a straight over team. This is like the Alabama Kentucky bet when they were on the road at Kentucky. And we saw a 176 total get blown out by 36 points. Florida, four of the last five have gone over, 8-6 to the over at home this year, 17-11-1 overall for Florida. KenPom has this as a 179 total, and we're betting 176.5. I know people are going to say bet the under in this, but Florida's 32nd in pace. We know that they want to run. Alabama is 13th in pace. We know how many three-point shots they're going to put up. This is a defense for Florida that's not great at stopping the three. They're okay. They're 96th in three-point percentage defense. They're 126th in two-point percentage defense. And we know all about Alabama, right? I mean, Bama's defense is not very good. They're 75th in three-point defense, 195th in two-point defense. They're 132nd in effective field goal percentage and 100th defensively in efficiency. Florida is 15th in offensive efficiency. They don't shoot a ton of great shots, but they do get to the rim. They do score a lot of their points in the paint. Over 52% of their points are scored in the paint. Alabama with 38% of their points scored from beyond the three-point line. You got a team that's not great at stopping the three against one of the best three-point shooting teams and the most heavily reliant three-point shooting teams in college basketball. They shoot 48 threes a game. That's 10th in college basketball. they jack it. They just straight up jack it. So, I mean, we're going to see a lot of shots going up for Alabama on the three-point line. So we'll see. I guess that's, right? It's 48. Is it 48% or 48 shots? I got to see what that is. But anyways, we know Alabama shoots a ton. I'm looking at KenPom numbers, but we know they shoot a ton of threes. Over 176.5, 1.1 units, Alabama, Florida. I can't see this game. I mean, people, the sharps are going to bet under. Okay. I can tell you right now, pros will bet under. They'll just say it's too easy. Can't be this easy. Well, at home against Missouri is 153.5, went over by 3.5 against Alabama. In the first meeting, it was 174.5. It went over by 16.5 points. Yes, the Auburn game went under. Yes, the LSU game went under. Both those games were at home, but the Kentucky game was 170.5 on the road. It went over by 14.5 points. They were home against Georgia with 160.5, and it went over by 39.5 points. Bama doesn't play defense. Tennessee doesn't, Florida doesn't play defense. They both shoot threes and run over 176.5 for 1.1 units. Second bet, or the second and third bets. Let's go to the NBA. Orlando is at Charlotte. The total is 208. On the road, Orlando is 16-16-1. However, five straight unders for Orlando. Charlotte, they are 15-15 at home, flat. However, they're 8-2 to the under over their last 10. They're 4-1 to the under over the last five. If you look at the way these games have been getting played, since the middle of February, February 12th, only one game has gone over so far here for the Charlotte Hornets. On the other side, for the Orlando Magic, five straight unders dating back to the 24th of February. It's gone under by 4, 21.5, 21, 4, and 12.5. More than one possession every single time on this stretch here. Two of the games were on the road. Three of the games were at home. This game is back on the road now for Orlando up against Charlotte. It's just going to come down to pace of play. It's a low total. It opened up a 209. It's been bet down to 208. I'm just going to ride the trend here. More unders coming in NBA basketball. Under 208, Charlotte and Orlando for 1.1 units. And lastly, another total that we're going to look at for coming up tonight. And that is Detroit up against Miami on the road for the Miami Heat. Detroit has been, much like Brooklyn, an absolute under machine. The total is 218.5 at FanDuel tonight. Detroit on the year is 30-29-1 on the year. However, on the road, they are 18-13. You're like, wow, they're an over team. Nope. Nine straight games they've gone under. Nine. For Detroit, 9-1 over the last 10, 5-0 over the last five. And you look at the way they've been going under, there have been some close calls on the road. Orlando, 12.5 points under. Chicago under by 23, but the Knicks went under by 1. Indiana went under by 2.5. Phoenix went under by 22. Lakers went under by 7.5. Clippers went under by 18. Only two of those games of the nine have been at home. The rest of them have been on the under. Seven straight unders for the Detroit Pistons on the road. 218.5. We're going to ride it, in particular because Miami, now they're 15-14 to the under at home, but they're 7-3 to the under over their last 10 games. And you look at the way they played at home. Yes, their last game against Utah went over, but against Boston, it went under by 9. San Antonio went under by 8. Orlando did go over, but the Clippers went under by 25. Sacramento went under by 7. Phoenix went under by 7. So, yes, last two games at home, last game at home went over. But that snapped a streak of 1, 2. Orlando went over 2. So, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2. Over the last seven games at home to the under for the Miami Heat. Just comes down to pace of play and the way the Pistons play. They get blown out all the time. They're not a good basketball team. One of the worst teams in the NBA. They give up a lot of points, but they don't score a ton of points themselves to contribute to the over. That's why we're going under 218.5 Detroit at Miami for 1.1 units. All right. If I like anything else from the college basketball slate, I'll let you know in the Discord channel. Maybe it'll be a personal play. It might be an official play. I don't really have a solid feel at the moment. There's some really wild numbers that, like, this time of the year, it's so tough late in the year to bet until we get to the conference tournament play because of senior day and, you know, teams, do they care about playing their last game or two? They want to just get out of there. You know, Georgia's at home laying points to Mississippi. Like, Mississippi's awful on the road, but Georgia's laying points. Are you kidding me? Like, wait, what? Really? Oklahoma's laying 6 to against Cincinnati Oklahoma's laying 6 points against anybody. Wyoming's laying 7 against Air Force. Really? Like, there's some big numbers out there that are definitely, you know, that stop you and go, huh? I mean, Alabama, Florida. Alabama opened as a 1-point favorite. Now Florida's favorite. It flipped. So, I mean, right then and there, it's like, first move was a Florida. Home. It is senior night for Florida. You know, so I mean, laying points on the road and on senior nights is not a good idea. Really hard to do that. But I mean, you want to lay 7.5 or 8.5 for Providence on the road against Georgetown? No, I don't. So there's not a lot of numbers that really jump off the board. And I go, yeah, that there's value. Like the numbers are super sharp. How about North Carolina? You want to lay 15 points at home for North Carolina after what just happened against NC State? They were laying 10.5 in that game. They didn't cover. They won by 9. You want to lay 15 now? 15. This is senior night, though, for North Carolina. So in game, that game, wait, get a lower number. Get like 7, 8, 9 if you can. Hopefully it starts slow and jump in on North Carolina. So nothing really jumps out at me and says bet besides Alabama, Florida. So Bama, Florida over 176.5. Charlotte under 208. Detroit under 218.5, all for 1.1 units. 3 bets on a Totals Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrell. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.